this situation here where you have a chance to get back in this thing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've been a part of this division 5 years now, and it's always, for me, come down to the last game. And, you know, to have this opportunity one game behind, you obviously try not to think about other teams and think about things you can't control, but we have a good opportunity in front of us, so we have to continue to, you know, come to work every day and prepare like we should and just play the game Sundays and you know, and go from there.
How tough is it in the running game when you guys get so behind and the way the last couple of weeks have been?
A little tough, but you just got to, you know, continue to try to run the ball as much as possible, get positive yards on it, and, you know, obviously make second and third down easier for the play calling situations and whatnot, but I'm just trying not to, shouldn't ever go, you know, away from the right game.
I think it was that with Brian being out there, you would probably see a lot more playing time, but that hasn't really been the case. Has the score dictated that, or?
I don't know. It's just, I mean, obviously we've got a lot of backs and a lot of situations, different situations, so. I think it's, you know, I've been getting the same amount, I think, you know, if not more, you know, so. But just, you know, I'm sure the score has a little bit to do with it.
Does having a back like Ryan, who, you know, also can, is physical with defenders, does that help you when he's in the
I think it just helps the team. You know, obviously, when you have a, you know, a solid run game, it helps the team. And offensively, it helps the passing game, play action game, and whatnot, so.
The Patriots just never lose at home one time, I think, the last 3 years. Do you guys just have to take that bunker mentality that, you know, us against the world type?
Yeah, you never worry about stats and things of that, you know, nature, but you just got to go out there and play the game. You know, the game is you know, it's going to be played on Sunday. You know, it's not, you know, it's our first time playing them this year, and obviously they're a good team, well-coached team, and you know, those guys got a lot of pride, and I'm sure they'll be juiced and ready to play coming off the last game, and, you know, so are we, so, you know, it'll be a good game for us.
They're stacked up front. They're defensive line. They're very solid.
They're good defense, good offense, good kicking game, so we got to, you know, make sure that all three phases we take advantage of the opportunities we're given. We got to help the defense out by staying on the field, and you know, we'll go from there.
You've been a pretty even keel guy, but any part of you with only five games to go and where this thing has gone, do you feel the pressure that we got to do this now?
I mean, that's the game of the NFL. NFL, you got to show up every Sunday. If you don't show up mentally and physically, emotionally ready to go, I mean, you know, you usually don't win the game. So I think, you know, every guy should continue to, you know, work hard and take it upon themselves to look in the mirror. Hey, I got to do this better. I got to do this better. And it's all about pride, having pride, and going out there work hard. But I definitely think we're still in the mix, and, you know, we got to continue to fight. But at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
The three and outs have been a problem. What do you guys need to do on first down, second down to get more manageable for the situation?
See, positive yards on, you know, first down, positive yards on second down, and, you know, third and short, third and three, four, you know, to make it easier for us and easier for the play calling system. So I think it all has to do with just executing ball plays, you know, and, you know, that's what it comes down to.
You've been in Pro Bowls. I imagine you've come across Tom Brady. You know, is there anything that sticks out about him personally and the interactions that you've had with Tom?
I mean, just his passion for the game. You know, he's very enthusiastic about the game. You know, whether it's a good play or a bad play, you know, I think, you know, guys, are, you know, once you step in that huddle, you got to, you know, bring up your level of intensity with him. And obviously he's the leader of that team. He's been, you know, for a while. So, I mean, that's something that you respect about.
You were a leader in Dallas. When you come over here as a free agent, other guys, whether it's Sam or guys through free agency, is it hard to feel comfortable as a leader in this locker room when you're new to this program, in a sense?
Yeah, it just takes time. You got to know your role. And I think, you know, I've never been a vocal guy and a raw guy. I've kind of led by example in my work ethic. And in Dallas, I was never that guy. So we had guys for that. I was just, you know, worked hard. And, you know, that was kind of, you know, made sure my running back room was good. And, you know, we're working hard and we're prepared on Sundays.
DeMarco, what did you guys miss from the offense for that?
Like I said, we were just a different dynamic to the game. I think it just brings us all, you know, obviously fresher, you know, for all the other running backs and things of that nature.
What's the film showing you when you watch the backs in particular?
Our backs?
Your backs.
Yeah, obviously we, you know, we just got to continue to get better. You know, up front we got to get better. Running the ball we got to get better. I think it's goes hand in hand, you know. Just got to continue to chop away and grind and make sure we're all doing the right things.